What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Serial Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, the Serial Hustler, and it's been a minute since I made a podcast, so I figured I would do one. Hope you guys are well. I hope you guys are getting ready for Black Friday, if that is your thing. There is definitely a lot of money to be made during Black Friday, for sure. You don't even have to step outside your door. Like, you can take advantage of, well, I guess it's called Cyber Monday, but I think a lot of Black Friday offers are available online as well. But yeah, there's definitely, like, and even I remember last year, I did some drop shipping as well, if you're familiar with drop shipping. And I had a lot of success with that. Like, I was blown away at just because, you know, I mean, a lot of times things, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And with drop shipping, I was like, there's no way that you can literally post something up for sale, not even have it, not even have the money for it, and then somebody buys it, and then you buy it from the store online, and then have it shipped to them, and then keep the difference. I was just blown away by that. Like, I was like, I'm gonna believe that when I see it. I got it. You know, I'm the type of person that I have to see it. Like, I have to taste it myself. I have to, you know, for it to be legit. I don't really focus on it just because, typically it's very competitive, and the people that, like, go all in with, drop shipping, the margins are so tiny. But because all they do is like drop ship full time, they're able to like, you know, use optimization softwares and like have a store with like, you know, 100,000 listings, or I don't know, something crazy like that. Like, just a large, like one of the enterprise, I think it's called, stores on eBay. And but I'm kind of curious about that. I don't know. I've been wondering if it's still, I'm sure it is. I mean, it's a type of business model that has been around for a while and is implemented by companies. Even the last company that I worked for, we did drop shipping essentially. It was the old school form. We weren't like buying, like we weren't like doing like it on like everything online, getting things from Walmart and then selling them on Amazon. Like, we were doing our own products, but we were still drop shipping. Like, we were drop shipping for Home Depot our household items. And so it is legit. You know, I know that drop shippers do get a bad rep, but it is viable, and it has worked in the past for me. I haven't went super hard. I'm more into, I enjoy like the treasure hunt aspect of like thrift shops, garage sales. And when it comes to Black Friday, I like to take advantage of like the like Black Friday sales at the like the thrift shops, like the, you know, not even Goodwill. I'm kind of like over Goodwill just because like their prices are just, they're kind of crazy, a little crazy. And they also sell on eBay as well, so, you know. That's a little tip. I would highly advise, like, support your mom and pop, you know, thrift shops. Build a relationship if you can, you know, and you never know where it could lead to. It could lead to, you know, maybe, like, depending on whatever you're selling, like, say if you're, you know, specializing in books on Amazon, like, all their, like, excess books, they just, like, sell you a Gaylord, like a, you know, size of books, and and get it, like, you know, for a good price. So I would highly recommend, you know, support your mom and pop thrift shops, take advantage of those Black Friday sales at the thrift stores. Check out drop shipping too as well. I mean, this is the best time. If you have ever wanted to, like, dip your feet in the water of drop shipping, so to speak, like, this is the perfect time to do that, because like, especially if you're doing like toys or gifts, like, this is time, like, the time to start doing e-commerce is now. Like, this is the best time to start. So and if you're already in the game, you know, I wish you much success, and you know, feel free to reach out to me on social media. You can hit me up at on IG, The Serial Hustler. If you want to hit me up on Facebook, it is Travis Allen Roundtree. And then on Twitter, it's Roundtree Travis. I would love to connect with you guys, so feel free to reach out if you have, like, any questions, or heck, if you want to be on the podcast, because I would like to do that. I did mention that previously, so if there's anybody out there that would like to do that, let me know. But yeah, that's it, guys. Thank you so much again for listening. This has been another episode of the Serial Hustler Podcast, and I am out. Peace.